The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This has been a really entertaining show with a lot of really fantastic guests. Let's get back to the calls here, though. They've been okay as well. A lot of calm and reasonable people calling this afternoon. Lee is up next in Cincinnati.
Thanks, Paul, for taking my call, and I'm sorry I'm about to shatter and ruin what you just said, but I've got a question. You know, it seems to me that lately, I mean, that you've had some kind of extra venom or hatred towards the Florida Gators. And I was wondering, what's brought that about? Why do you feel so down on the Gators in every way, shape, form, and fashion?
I'm really just a little confused by your question because I don't really understand why you would think I have hatred for the Gators.
Not hatred, but, well,
that's what you said.
You're absolutely correct, and I sincerely apologize because that was the absolute wrong thing for me to say.
Well, no, but you can say whatever you want. It's your call.
Well, no, but I was wrong. But I mean, but you just don't think the Gators are not just—they're not very good right now. But it seems like you don't have any faith that they're going to be any better anytime in the future. I guess that's my main concern.
Do you?
Oh, I'm a Gator fan. I have endless hope, unfortunately.
Well, I'm looking at the last 3 years. It's been 8-4, 6-7, and 6-7. It's really hard to be too fired up, and you know you've had Muschamp fired, McElwain fired, Mullen fired, and Napier was supposed to be the guy that came in and turned everything around. He had a miserable first year. His offseason was a mess. And the Gators, I mean, I look at the Gators as the same level as Alabama. We're happy to go 8-4. I mean, this is a top-notch program that has always won, and the expectations are to always win. And now I'm talking to a guy earlier who goes, yeah, maybe, you know, 8-4, 9-3. Those records would get and did get Dan Mullen fired. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not a fan. I'm a commentator. I understand the reality, but to suggest that I hate Florida, I think is a completely absurd characterization, but that's okay. I mean, I'm a talk show host. People say weird things, don't they?
Yeah.
Dale is in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. Cheers. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, so just a comment late this call yesterday that Georgia's going to have a big problem next year, Paul. Paul, you know, I know what that problem is.
What is that?
Is finding room in the trophy case for another natty. But hey, legend, hey, keep your head up, bro, because, you know, next year, the playoffs is, expand to 12 teams. Maybe Alabama will make it in. Maybe. Go Dawgs.
Logan is up next in North Carolina.
Good day, Paul. We got to talk about all this hatred you've got for Alabama lately. You got time to talk about that?
I have all the time you need. And we, by the way, if we don't finish this conversation by 7, we can just go right into the Florida spring game.
That's right.
Just cut me off. That'll be fine, Paul. No, you know I'm joking. What I did want to talk about, I wanted to talk about a caller named Jeff from Ohio, Columbus specifically.
Won't you please come to...
He's probably the...
Oh, that's
yeah, he's
Ed
probably
Ohio.
The worst caller.
Wrong town.
Caller that... You
one's
have.
A good city, one's not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
Sorry, Logan.
Logan's still there? Oh. The mysterious phone drop. We'll try to get him back. I know this guy will be there.
Oh, you know it.
Cat Daddy.
Woo! Big Ball looking good. Sounding good as always. I just want to put my 2 cents in that Spencer Rattler is going to be the new Kenny Stabler because Spencer
Kenny
Rattler,
Stabler, the snake.
The snake is what
left-handed
I'm going to nickname
snake.
Spencer Rattler. What do you think about that?
I think you've been in that pal, man.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he wants to be the next Kenny Stabler, he's got to be as good a player off the field as he is on.
Mm. Well, he's coming on, McSpinebaum. Trust me, my game clocks are coming on. One more question, I'll let you go.
Thank you.
The Memphis Showboats are back. And I remember when I lived in Memphis before I married Velveeta, the family that put together the Memphis Showboats, Donovan.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Cat Daddy. I was in Memphis Monday. I had not been there in a long time. And I spoke at a group, and a lot of people were there from the community, and somebody mentioned the Donovan family. I think they were in the cotton business. As most wealthy people in Memphis were. I remember I covered that league. I covered the USC, and Logan Young was a minority owner. Pepper Rogers was the head coach. It was quite an operation.
Well, I remember Logan. You know,
Reggie
he
White
was
played there.
He was good friends with Paul Bear Bryant, wasn't he?
Logan Young was like a son of Coach Fry. His father, Logan Young's father, owned the margarine company over in Arkansas. What was it? Osceola or margarine? Is that something like that? I don't know.
I believe you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're right. My father-in-law worked for Mr. Dunham, but that's how come I got to know him and got involved with the Memphis Showboats. But I was just wondering, do you think they're going to make much of a splash?
Well, Cat Daddy, I didn't know until Monday that they were playing again. So I don't know. I saw some signs up when I was leaving Tuesday morning about the Showboats game, but I really don't know. But I know a lot more about the team in the 80s than I do about the current team. Logan has returned from the dead. Logan, I don't know what happened to you, but you're back.
Oh, it's okay. I can't be held down. Not that I had anything important to say. I just wanted to talk about Jeff a little bit.
Yeah.
And about his harebrained idea for the worst talking heads.
Yeah.
What we should do is we should get a bracket of the most overrated teams of all time and put his Ohio State in there for 13, 15, 17, 16.
In modern history, and I include a couple of Urban Meyer's teams in this, in 2015, 2017, 18, whatever, they are the most underachieving college football program in the country.
I agree. I mean, I could only probably compare them to the Atlanta Braves as underachievers.
Well, the Braves at least have made a comeback in recent years.
That's true. At least they do have going in the right direction, unlike Jeff's baby's OSU. But, yeah, I was thinking that, Paul. Like, this guy calls in, and he's all talking bad about the SEC. He pulls for a team that's got to be perennial losers. So I don't want to hear anything from that guy anymore unless he can bring something better to the table next time.
Well, I mean, a perennial loser is a team that can't win. I mean, Ohio State, you know, was leading. They were tied with Georgia as the clock struck midnight.
They just can't seal the deal.
Trying to win the game. They're a really good program. They just can't ever seem to get out of their own shadow. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Bob next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Bob.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How are we doing today?
How are we doing, Randy?
Fair.
Fair to partly cloudy.
Are we? I hear you. Well, the weather is getting rough up here in Huntsville, Alabama, but why don't all these people quit worrying about who's the damn best coach and just worry about, let's talk about sports and the SEC and how good everybody is and how they want everybody get in the SEC, and then we'll worry about who's the best coach. We, you know, they can't compare what Bear Bryant had to do with Nick Saban and with
right.
all the changes
making
in the
sense.
IL.
This guy in Huntsville is making sense. Rocket City is bringing it. Is bringing it.
Finally.
That's right. The tower of power, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, man.
Woo.
Forget Ric Flair. We're talking about the American dream up here in Huntsville, Alabama, now the largest city in the state.
You know, Bob, I saw that. And I have to say, I was there a couple of years ago, and a lot of city officials were at this event. And they were all telling me that this day was coming. But that is an impressive place. I flew out of there, I think, twice in a span of about 6 weeks. And I think that's the best small airport I've ever been to. I don't mean to – I mean, obviously, I'm not talking about – major international airports, but for a regional airport, that's as good as it gets.
I 100% agree, and you can get in and get out still and have places to park, not have to get on four or five shuttles.
Yeah, I mean, but, I actually, it was so convenient when the Uber driver dropped me off, the plane came to pick me up.
Wow.
Right. But, you know, Huntsville is the NBA capital of the world, and, you know, of course, with all the
Hey, is this true, Bob? I spoke to a group, and there were quite a few military people there. And a retired general. A guy told me that there are more retired generals living in Huntsville than any city in the country.
Yeah, but they all got guest homes and condominiums in Orange Beach, Alabama, to boot.
Because what people don't realize is NASA, all the defense contractors are headquartered, but they all have operations out of there.
Lockheed Martin.
Right.
Yeah, Lockheed Martin, all the, you know, the Patriot missile systems, all that are located right up here. We work with those. Of course, I'm in healthcare. We work with a lot of, you know, we've done a lot of COVID. We got a lot of the lab stuff and everything up here. And we're real proud of our health system up in North Alabama. And like I said, proud of our UAH, our University of Engineering School here, and all it has accomplished in Division II.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is still more like real college sports. You know, the athletes actually graduate.
Okay, more on the city of Huntsville telethon here right for this message. The mayor will join us and the city council, and after the break, the sheriff of Huntsville will also be here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Don't forget Lane Kiffin tomorrow afternoon. Earl is up next. Hello, Earl.
Mr. Paul Feinbaum, it is a pleasure to be on your show, sir.
Thank you very much.
I've had 100 questions, but evidently y'all know how to answer them. My one question now, since I'm just clueless, is what do you think about a three-peat Georgia Bulldogs? Big fans, Savannah, Georgia, outside of Savannah, Georgia.
Earl, I think it's there's a chance of it. I'm not that high on it because there's just a few too many questions for me right now with Georgia. And there's also, you know, we fixate on Alabama, but what about a Big Ten team? What about Southern Cal? I mean, there's always a possibility, we saw that in the Ohio State game. I would start Georgia at number one before the season. I mean, I think you have to do that if you're true, but three-peats are very difficult once things start happening. And I think the Georgia schedule is not a friend for this reason. You know, when will they be tested until the end of the Tennessee game? And will that make them a better team? I mean, last year they were all over the place.
Well, Tennessee was the mid-game, so. But I would think what you just said, you know, Georgia saw Ohio State, a phenomenal Ohio State, take them to the wire.
Yeah, and I mean, they should have lost that game.
Being a big Georgia fan, I thought Ohio State should have won that game.
They should have. They absolutely should have won the game. But to Georgia's credit, they stormed back and they held. Well, I mean, they held up at the end. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. AJ is up next.
Mr. Earl, let me answer that question for you, because Paul failed to do a very good job at it. As long as Georgia plays 9 games in Atlanta or Athens, they probably got a good chance. But otherwise, they're going to be ending up like Stetson Bennett in the NFL draft. Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Hadn't talked to you in a couple of days. I realize what JFT stands for. I thought it was Jim from Tuscaloosa. No, that's Judas Iscariot from Tuscaloosa, because he caught Stone Cold stabbed you in the back Monday. He told Roman Harper that he needed to replace you, A, and B, that was the best show of the entire year was Monday, and then turns around and squabble. You had no knowledge of all this. That's why we need to bring you up to date on what happened Monday. He went so far as to say,
AJ,
that
let me stop you for some reason, Randy. Yeah. I feel like I'm in 11th grade. Dropped by my locker at lunch, and some guy walks up and says, "Hey, did you see your girlfriend in the cafeteria with?" I don't care what happened here on Monday.
I understand you might.
It doesn't
not care
matter
like
to me
that.
What the artist known as Jim had to say. I'm good with that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
To me, you sound like a tattletale.
No, it's obvious that you didn't, because your show was so starving yesterday. You were so starving yesterday that you allowed him on there 3 times after he said Monday that you look like Jim Fetterman's daddy.
Now you've hurt my feelings. I mean, I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. He said you look like Jim Fetterman's daddy. But the thing about it is this. Paul, we miss you. We love it. I'll be honest with you. I'll be totally honest with you. When I heard Roman on there, I was like, ah. But then I decided to call in Monday. I haven't called in Tuesday and Wednesday because I had a speaking engagement on Tuesday.
Stop the presses. That was something we used to do in the newspaper.
Yeah, they don't do that no more.
No.
Yes, I had a speaking engagement on Tuesday.
Hold on, AJ. You had a speaking engagement?
Absolutely, in front of a bunch of people. I was trying to teach them how to talk redneck.
Yeah.
within an hour and a half. And I did a really good job. I did as good as you did in Memphis on Monday.
Don't be sure of that.
Easy now.
Well, I had more positive reviews. We didn't see anything about your reviews.
Man, you know what you are? You are a tofu. I mean, you are a tofu. You are a redneck moron. You don't deserve to be on the show, Paul. Have a. What do you call those? What do Jeff wants to? What's he want? You know what?
He wants a bracket of the worst talking head.
Well, get a fool's bracket and put this guy number one. You know he's number one, and then Matt from wherever he's from, number
Jim,
two.
Jim, I'm gonna let you finish speaking, and then I'll speak.
Nobody cares what you say, Jack. That's what your name stands for, Jack. That's all you are.
Let's keep this clean. This is a family show,
nothing.
Guys. Come on.
You got nothing. Nothing. You got nothing.
Jim.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks,
Jim,
Paul.
Allow me to talk, Jim, if you're so sapient. Allow me to talk for a second.
Go ahead. Go ahead, AJ. You can talk all you want.
Okay, well, Jim, you sold Paul out for a few pieces of silver. How familiar is that, Judas Iscariot from Tuscaloosa?
Whoa!
How, you ought to know a little bit about that story there, Jim. The bottom line is, Jim, you suck, and you always will. And there is no turning back now. You've already crossed the bridge, Jim, the bridge to Never Never Land. You had a voice for a long time with Paul Feinbaum. But the thing about it is, the only person that allows you grace is Paul Feinbaum. From now on.
Well, I'm a big believer in forgiveness, and I can't hold a grudge because somebody... Who did he say I looked like again? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
And we are back. Let's continue with the calls. And Susie is up next from Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Good afternoon, Paul. I've been sitting on hold for several things, which is fine. And I got so caught up in AJ and Jim and their feud that I almost forgot why I had called. They got me going. But you have the patience of Job, Daryl. Not the Daryl from Louisiana, but the Daryl that called you today. I have rewound it, my DVR, several times and re-listened to try to figure out what that whole conversation was about. I kept thinking, you know, he would ask you questions, and as a teacher, I'd be like, how many times has Paul said when the new, you know, 1916, whatever the number teams is going to be and when it's going to start and who is in it and who, and then they keep asking you, how do you feel about Alabama this year? It's questions that are over and over again, and God bless you. You're just so kind to everybody, and which is nice. That's why you're successful, and that's why you're good at what you do, because I couldn't.
Well, Susie,
do it.
On that call, the appropriate thing that 99% of the talk show hosts would have done would just be to hang up. But yeah. I was being entertained by his inability to ask a question. It just became somewhat of a game. And I was trying to help him to the finish line, and I would not have gotten a job in your former profession. I failed. I mean, I could not help him get over the finish.
I just kept laughing. And then I had to, when you were talking about Saban's hair, what's the famous snowboarder that has the red hair? I can't think of his name.
Is it Shaun White? Yeah.
The Flying Tomato.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I went back and I paused it so I could get up close to my big screen and see the hair in the center of his head, he's losing hair. It's getting thinner there.
Now, Susie, I don't know. Everybody as they get older either deals with it or knows someone in their family that does. So I'm familiar with people dyeing their hair. But I've not done it because I don't think it would really matter. I don't want to be Rudy Giuliani and, you know, on a summer day, all of a sudden see the black stuff starting to come off my forehead. But.
Well, and you don't want to go red there either.
That's the problem. As your hair gets lighter and you try to dye it, if you don't dye it correctly, it gets that color. And I don't think they make it anymore. But when we were kids, you know, we would make Tang orange juice, Tang drink.
Yes.
It was orange.
Oh. I drank Tang.
Yeah, Tang used to go up with the astronauts, remember?
That's right.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm going way back. But then again, I go way back.
I understand way back, though.
Yeah, well, I feel like I'm talking the same generation here. But, and by the way, I'm sure somebody thought it was, we were just joking. We did not plan the whole show around Nick Saban's hair dye.
Oh, no, but you couldn't help but notice it. It was very noticeable, but I think because, you know, but it is reddish. It's because I even Googled pictures of him, you know, and all the different colors of hair.
So what color hair would you describe him having?
I ginger.
Ginger.
Ginger, it's a reddish.
So, it used to be dark brown, wasn't it?
Oh, you mean in real life?
Yeah.
Dark brown. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you go? Dark brown. I mean, do you go into CVS and ask for the ginger hair dye? Could be a new.
No. But he wouldn't do it.
I'm sure.
Listen,
there's no question Nick Saban has to have a hairstylist, doesn't he? I mean, he doesn't. He's not going into Sports Clips like the two of us and saying, "I want what's the cheapest haircut you have here?" So,
yeah.
You got anything under
$10? He has to have somebody professionally do it.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a well put together man.
Why would they do that to him though?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know how to, as a reporter, Susie, that's the kind of story that I normally would have. But I don't feel comfortable like calling around Tuscaloosa, finding out like, so what's the deal with. And I say that because I'm a man who wears makeup.
You got no dog?
Oh, see, yeah. I don't wear makeup.
No. Well, I mean, they won't let you on TV without it. I mean, I'm not denying it. I mean, but they don't mess with my hair, I can assure you.
No.
It's not worth the time. I mean, they go, your hair's a little, I said, don't worry about it.
It's a lost cause.
Yeah.
But that's your personality, too.
Yeah.
That's what makes you handsome.
Well, but
really
I ran
does.
Into somebody the other day. This was a true story. A couple weeks ago, I was at the grocery store on Saturday morning with my wife. And, I mean, I'm pretty worthless at the grocery store, but I was just kind of standing there at the checkout counter. And this guy looked behind, and he kind of started staring at me. And you start thinking, okay, well, the guy, maybe he knows me, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I didn't say anything. He looked at me and said, hey, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He goes, has anyone ever told you you look like Paul Feinbaum?
No.
And I don't know. I can't explain the behavior, but he was about done, and I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and go, no. He said, well, he's much better looking than you anyway. The moral of that story is, here's why.
The
Paul Feinbaum he knows wears makeup.
That's right.
The Saturday morning version does not.
It's a real thing.
I guess he thought he was insulting me.
Yeah.
He did.
Now, do you ever show Randy or Daniel or any of those people on the air?
Yes. Years ago, and I don't understand what happened, we used to have a camera in the control room. And we talked to the producers during the break. That would be part of the show. Does anyone know what happened to that?
Well, the camera's still there. We still talked to them.
Oh, then COVID happened.
That's right.
And we had to undo it, and then we've never gone back. Randy, are you forbidden from being shown?
Not really.
Okay. Randy lives a secret life, and I don't think he wants his other family to know what he looks like.
I got you, Randy. I got you.
We'll get Randy out here one day on the final day. When Jim gets when Jim gets his wish.
Oh, when the show is over. Oh, yeah.
When they finally come in here and say,
"It's turn the lights out."
No more compelling. Well, Susie, thank you very much. Is this Jim again?
Yeah. I'm getting choked up because you're talking so nice. But anyway, I want to compliment Susie. I think she's a good caller. She might be better than honorable mention. She might have been caller of the year. She'd have been there.
She's a former school teacher.
You know what? Now her picture. That picture ain't 74. She must have taken that. How old you reckon she was when she took that picture?
Now, Jim, you're asking me to look at a woman's picture.
Well, I'm gonna say she's 35 in that picture, but she's not 74 in that picture.
And I mean, I've learned a long time ago that
you don't play with a woman's age.
No.
But anyway, I think she's a good caller. She makes good calls, and she's
a really nice woman.
And,
I like her.
Yeah, she's not negative, and I apologize for getting her mind messed up with that weirdo, that Jack that I called down correctly. Would you not say so?
Jim, there's nothing about the call you had that I had a problem with, I can assure you.
Well, you know what, Paul? You used to tell people like that, stand down, Jack, and that's what you should have done. And that's
What did I used to tell Vickers? Do you remember that?
Stand down, Vickers.
Oh, stand down, Vickers, like a dog.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and that was when I was on the air. You'd say,
Vickers
stand
just wouldn't
down,
be
Vickers.
Quiet. I mean, he would just like...
He's all amped up.
Yeah, and you finally said, stand down.
That's right. But he was good for the show.
He was. One day we'll bring Vickers back before it's all over too.
All right. Good call, Susie. Good
Thank
call.
You. Okay. We got the good housekeeping seal of approval from Mr. Jim. We will take a break here. And yes, we are coming back for one more segment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.